Hi, this is Liam, and this is episode 4. It's, what is the date today? Let me see. Today is July 12th, and it's still quarantine time in Los Angeles. Everything is still closed. We can have some coffee and food to go, but still everything is closed. As well as our dance studios. We cannot really teach. So the only one thing we can do right now is to explore yourself, explore what you're capable for, and of course working online with our students. It's actually a very amazing experience. What I wanted to say today is I had a lot of thoughts about how all people are different. Everyone is living with their own perception. The judgment happens because every person sees the life from his own perception, and he doesn't even think about getting try on himself another side of that situation. So, for example, if you want to create something new, if you want to do something for yourself which you've never done before, and you're looking for some support from your family, from your friends, and just you want to be acceptable with your new idea which you're excited for to do, and here what you get a lot of judgment, opinions which you didn't want to hear, because every single person lives with his own perception. It doesn't mean that these people are bad, but the only one thing is just they don't really believe that it's your idea can work. And then if you can just go through that and make it work, they will be very excited to see it. They will be surprised to see that no matter what, you did it. And this is the amazing thing about people. It's actually not bad that everyone lives with his own perception. And you have to use your own perception to make the best version of yourself, no matter what people around you say to you. Even if it's the closest people to you, your parents, your friends, they can be not happy about your idea, but once you've done it, and you've done it great, they will be very happy about your success. Why did I start this subject? Because I'm seeing my students, I talk to them, and right now I created an online group classes when I can work with my students more deeply about technique, talk to them about their self-confidence. Right now we're all needed at these hard times for all of us. And I see how all different they are. I ask them questions about what their dreams, what their fears, what they really want, what they think about themselves. And I realize that each of this tiny person, kid, is very different. And it's so hard for me to understand that some of the teachers used to teach students, doesn't matter which age, with the same idea, with the same perception. If you're really great teacher, if you want to be a great teacher, you have to find your own language for each particular student, for each particular kid, especially for kids. Because I find that a lot of kids are not really true to themselves and not really true to their parents, and somehow a lot of kids don't say something to their parents that what they say to me, because it's very important to be heard. And when I just ask them questions, when I ask them to answer them, when I ask them to tell more about themselves, they never did this before. And I understand how important for parents as well to understand that this kid needs their attention. Not just for buying a candy or doll or toy, whatever, but for just to be listened, just to be heard. So I have different type of students. Some of the students are very artistic. Some of the students are very competitive, and I'm so excited to work with each of them. I feel that I find my own answers in them. I find myself looking at them, talking to them. They are like my mirror. They like my, like part of me. And that's amazing. Working with the kids, exploring them and give them a chance to explore themselves, it makes me happy. I understand that being a teacher, it's not just teach the skill. It's about help to the person to become who he needs to become, who he wants to become. It helps him to find him true self. That's what's the real purpose of the teacher. For today, we are done. Have a great day, and I hope you're doing well during this quarantine time. And see you soon at our next podcast.